Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Check this out.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Let me just get this off my chest, too.
Check this out.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
What does this mean for Justin Jefferson? Any sense that the bag is coming no matter what?
I mean, from a PR perspective, they sort of have to. You know what I mean? Like, sure. It's, I mean, if they lose Cousins and then Jefferson is able to shoot his way out of town, that's not great for where they are.
Earlier on the show, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio. Coming up, two-time Super Bowl champion and Greenlight podcast host, Chris Long. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number two of the Rich Eisen Show is, in fact, on the air. We're here live in Los Angeles, California. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We were just talking about the whole story about Aaron Rodgers being asked by RFK Jr., according to the New York Times, to be the vice president on his ticket, or at least to consider it, and that both he and Jesse Ventura, the former governor of Minnesota, welcome the overture. Will McDuffie of ABC News is reporting that Jesse Ventura's son told ABC that he's not received a formal offer, but that Kennedy said last night he's chosen someone, indicating to ABC that the person who he wouldn't name has accepted the position.
So. Hey, Aaron, where are you?
So...
Pat said that Aaron is in Costa Rica right now.
Okay.
Oh, Costa Rica.
So,
hey, listen, and like I just said, the fact that, and he's like, he deserves to have the time off he wants. He deserves to have the runway to do whatever he wants off the field. In the same way we tell every athlete, do what you want in the state house and in the city council, in the, you know, Capitol Hill, go for it. You have the right to do that. But if you're actually, you know, being reported by the New York Times to be considering a role that would no longer have you as quarterback of the Jets after what happened last year, shouldn't somebody on his team, like, call him up in Costa Rica and say, what's up? You know, when he comes off the zip line, get on the phone. You know, I'm just saying. And that also just strikes me as a guy who's just going to be quarterback. And he can go on Pat's show or wherever he wants to go on and just laugh like everybody blows it out of proportion and whatever. But the New York Times has reported this. And the new league year is beginning. So I'm just saying, let us know if we got to get Flacco or Justin Fields.
I didn't think it was possible for Aaron's 2024 Jet season to be shorter than the 2023.
There you go. Okay. Enjoy it. Enjoy it, Chris.
I mean, the jokes write themselves.
I know they do.
Why can't you guys be a serious franchise?
Like, yeah, okay. Let's hammer the Jets right now.
Yeah.
Get off the Cowboys.
They welcomed this in. You guys, this was all part of the deal last year.
No, I know.
And did I hear you earlier say that Flacco should have been your quarterback when all year you were saying you didn't want to bring someone in?
I didn't think guilty as charged. I didn't think Joe Flacco was going to be doing
Nobody
what I saw.
Nobody saw Flacco like being amazing.
What? Like, I didn't see that. Plus, the Jets' offensive line wouldn't have protected him. The run game wasn't as good. I mean,
it's a different situation.
I don't think it was just Flacco could have been comeback player of the year for anybody either.
No, it was a perfect
story. But I get caught up in the fact, like, that's what I'm sitting here thinking, because I don't put anything past Aaron Rodgers, nothing past him, that he would just be like, you know what, in the same way that I have a chance to, you know, I'm a Hall of Famer already. I've done everything. I've got a ring, you know, and I would love to win in New York. I'd love to be a Super Bowl quarterback. He said on a podcast, I plan to play till I'm 45 if I can, which is great. If the Jets have a Tom Brady like post 40-year-old run out of Rodgers, sign me up. Sign me way up. I'm all in without the comma and the two other words, you know? So, but I can't sit here and see in the New York Times, although again, there's a report in the ABC that Jesse Ventura never really got a formal offer. Honestly, like if I don't put it past him, if I see in the New York Times that the overture was welcomed, I'm waiting to hear. Like I'm the quarterback of the New York Jets. I love RFK Jr. Vote for him. Okay, great. I'm talking about the Jets. That's what I'm talking about. The New York Jets, who need him to be the quarterback. And if he's not going to be the quarterback, the new league year hits. The ball drops in 3 hours. Let's go. So, I don't know. Does he get FaceTime in the jungle? You know?
Yesterday afternoon was just a great comedy couple hours between this news and Skip's tweet. Like it was just
I don't kind of find the humor in that in the Rogers thing.
Guns N' Roses. It's not funny when it's your team. Until, you know what I'm saying?
Until I hear from him, I'm flattered, but I'm the quarterback of the New York Jets, and I'm here. You know, and ABC is reporting that they're hearing that RFK's chosen his candidate, his running mate, and the person is accepted.
Could you imagine?
You just made the list.
Guys,
in this day and age,
nothing surprises me anymore. 100%.
In our political landscape,
100% could happen.
Can he do both? That's the question.
Hell no.
One of the candidates has made a lot of people think that anyone can do the job.
Huh?
And so that's where we're at right now.
But honestly, he cannot do both. Get out of here.
No, absolutely not.
How do we know, guys? It's never been done before.
Okay.
So. Stop.
Peter in Texas, you're on the Rich Eisen Show. What's up, Peter? How are you, sir?
Hi, guys. Happy Wednesday.
Hey, what's up, Peter?
What do you say, man?
So thank you for welcoming the overture of letting me on the show. I appreciate it.
We welcome the overture that you're welcoming. Does that make sense? Okay.
Rich, I ask you this with all the love and respect of being a longtime listener and a big-time fan.
Thank you, sir.
I know this is probably not happening, but hypothetically, if Aaron Rodgers does become the vice president of the United States,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, given all the things the Jets did to welcome him, you know, for signing his friends and, you know, hiring Nathaniel Hackett and everything, if hypothetically all that culminates to year one, year two, not even bothering to show up and to become the vice president, where does this rank in your all-time most Jets moments in history?
Ooh. Well,
a Jets moment top five?
I mean, this would be number one, Peter. I mean, this would make the butt fumble look like a little case of bumper cars, you know, straight up. But I'm not going to thank you for the call, Peter. I appreciate you saying what you said about wanting to call in and asking that question respectfully. I'm not even going to go there. It's absurd.
That Aaron will be a better VP than general manager. That's all we can hope.
Okay. Dude, look at you.
Country, yeah,
how about this guy?
It's one thing to ruin NFL team, Chris.
This guy
can't ruin the whole country.
At some point, I'll say I just got to go here now. I'm sorry. You pushed me too far.
One joke too many.
See, dang it. Man, it's always hard when the jokes on you.
But they're right there.
You double dipped. You dipped the chip.
No, you can't do that.
You took a bite and you dipped again. Okay.
I've had all I can stand, and I can't stand no more.
And I can't. And now I'm the guy who gets up out of the chair irate. Okay.
Just put your whole mouth on the dip.
This guy, at some point, pal, you're gonna the water skiing behind the yachts. It's gonna be an old boat. What do you call an old boat, Mike? What's the phrase for an old boat?
A POS.
Okay. All right.
That's how you can
whatever
say
that is. I thought jalopy, hoopty. I don't know if there's a phrase for a boat. Okay. Whatever that is, it's gonna break down. You're just gonna be the rest of us, okay? So, Jacoby Brissett, what's happened to you where you're like happy with Jacoby Brissett being re-signed and being your week one starter, and you're like, yes, this is gonna be great for us. Mac Jones is gone, you know. Devontae Parker left us for a chump change. You know, this is, you're happy. You're like, what's happened to you?
Well, our quarterback's not on Gavin Newsom's ticket. Okay. So I'm good.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? Chris, you're just in the same world of crap.
But the Patriots will never be the Jets, and that's that puts me to sleep at night.
What do you mean?
We're not the butt of everyone's joke on Twitter.
You're choosing 7 picks before the Jets. As bad as it was for the Jets last year, you've got a better draft choice because it was that bad.
Yeah, we're not the butt of jokes.
Oh, so Bailey Zappi's fake spike interception in Germany in front of the whole country, that was just like drama theater. That wasn't funny for people.
That was funny for 5 minutes, okay. Not the whole summer.
Okay.
You know,
I'm just saying, be careful. Be careful because the mirror is not pretty right now. It's 2024. Okay? Right. It's not 2001 to 2019 anymore.
The Patriots,
you're 4 years removed from it.
The Patriots front office and the fans know that we're rebuilding. You guys are delusional thinking you have a chance.
Well, I don't think we have a chance. Well, we have a chance to be better.
You're a little bit more rational than most, but come on.
We have a chance to be better. Last year, I thought we had a serious chance. I'd have no idea what a 40-year-old coming off an Achilles looks like. I'm assuming he's going to be the quarterback. But honestly, just look in the mirror, look at the roster. I'd rather have the Jets roster than yours any day of the week. So would a Cowboy fan. So would a Cowboy fan assess the situation similarly. Get out of here.
All I know is diversity is an old wooden ship.
That's all I'm saying is stop it. You'd rather have the Jets roster with Breece Hall and Garrett Wilson and Quinn and Williams. They have star players, Sauce Gardner. You have basically a foundation that you're hoping can be built into something behind in front of people that you do not know if they're ready to do the job. You don't.
Correct. And then I
you
pause,
just got to hope. So you're in the same hope position.
And I look up in
else.
The rafters.
That's what I'm saying.
And there's 1, 2, 6
of them.
3.
I get it.
And then 3 more.
I understand that. So at some point, the boat will be a POS.
Yes.
Which last year it was.
Take it and crush it.
I'm just saying.
We're still in that 2019 model. That's nice.
Because again, it's not like, do I want my franchise to be
a laughing stock? No, but they can't help themselves.
Well, it's because they constantly reach out to the Green Bay quarterback when he's done being, I can't say his most effective because Favre damn near made the Super Bowl after he left the Jets. So.
You know, Chris, you're like me in 1999.
The hell, man.
You're still feeling the glow and the hell gleam of the championships.
All right.
But.
Let's turn the page.
Might be bleak. Times 2, though.
Times 2.
Let's turn the page to somebody who's doing it right. Can we? I didn't expect to go down there, but you double dipped. You double dipped. No, I want to talk about a perennial general manager or front office of the year candidate, Howie Roseman in Philadelphia, doing it again. Now, last year, it fell apart. Year before, Super Bowl. Last year, fell apart. We had Fletcher Cox on the other day, and he's just like, man, I don't know. I try to find out we just see the tip of the iceberg. How big was the iceberg underneath? And he said basically, he didn't say anything that,
I know.
I guess out the door, he's not going to spill the tea. Like, it was a mess last year or whatever. Right. But he's just like, I don't know, man. I couldn't put my finger on it. And both he and Jason Kelce, as they head off to retirement in different parts, unknown, are all in on Sirianni. They love the guy. And the only thing that he said that kind of got me sort of furrowed brow was when he said about Big Dom, the security chief, being ejected from the sideline for the rest of the year. And the report was that Sirianni was more volatile on the sideline because Big Dom was there to kind of keep him, you know, under wraps. And I'm like, really? Because Sirianni was like barking at people in the stands when Big Dom was there. But apparently he's talking about he was less calm around the staff and players. And And he basically said that Big Dom plays a big role on the sideline, and he did miss him.
Yeah.
That was his answer.
That was wild.
But other than that,
he was very serious about it, too.
Other than that, it does appear that Howie Roseman is taking, you know, self-scouting and taking stock. And what he does is he gets pass rushers and he gets Bryce Huff from the Jets. This kid, man, this kid, he had 10 sacks and 21 quarterback hits and played just 42% of the snaps. And, you know, I guess the Jets figured, well, that's because he only played 42% of the snaps. He might not have the same production level with more snaps. I don't know, because Howie got him for 3 years, $51 million. And this guy can ball out. He can ball out. He had his 21% rate of quarterback hits was the most of anybody in the NFL last year with 250 or more snaps. More than Micah Parsons. They get him. Certainly if they're going to ditch Hassan Reddick or Sweat by the end of the day, as they're rumored to be doing. But they kind of don't have to either. Because the guy knows what he's doing with the cap. And, you know, I just had said in my ear, he just locked up Jake Elliott for 4 more years. The kicker, who doesn't seem to miss very much.
No.
But here's the crazy thing. The guy who's on the cap the most right now, the largest cap hit for the Eagles coming into this year, is Hassan Reddick at $21 million. And that's chump change based on what you saw from everybody else. I mean, you want to put up on the board again what the largest cap hits in the NFL are right now? I mean, there they are. $21 million for the Philadelphia Eagles. Everybody else on the screen right here, top five cap hits, I mean, it's a far cry from the lowest amount of quarterbacks and non-quarterbacks. Keep in mind the Dak and Daniel Jones figures of $59.4 million is Dak's cap hit presently, and Daniel Jones, $47.1 million. Chris, get out a calculator, would you please?
Calculator.
You do that on your phone. You want to pop that on your phone?
What do we got?
Okay. This is unbelievable. I mean, this is truly unbelievable. Jalen Hurts' cap hit this year, $13.5 million.
Okay.
A.J. Brown's cap hit this year, $12.4 million. Devontae Smith's cap hit this year, $6.4 million. Saquon's been added to the mix, has he not? You want to guess what his cap hit is? I'll give you a question. I'll give you, is it more than the entire aggregate of the three guys I just said, or just the highest out of all four of them? What would you guess?
I'm going to say the highest of the four of them.
What would you guess, Chris?
32.3 for those three guys.
Okay, what would you guess for Saquon?
I'm going to say it's that, 32.3.
How about $3.9 million?
What? How?
I don't know. I'm not a capologist. I don't play one on TV. I don't know what it means for the credit card down the road, but it doesn't matter because you add all those three guys up, add 3.9 to that mix, and what's the grand total? What's the grand total, Chris?
Plus 3.9.
Yep.
Is 36.2.
Less by $11 million of Daniel Jones' cap hit to the Giants.
Of course.
We won't even do the math with Dak's near $60 million hit. Doesn't matter. I don't care what the credit card is next year. It's Howie Roseman telling the Eagles fans, saying, last year, it sucked for me too. But we're going to go get Saquon from up the road, and we're going to turbocharge Hurts, Brown, and Devontae Smith while they are cheap on the cap. Lane Johnson is $15 million on his cap. That's the highest cap hit of any offensive player.
Wow.
All right. And you know how he's got his eye on a couple of Georgia Bulldogs in their pro days today.
Always.
Okay. So you know there's going to be, I bet you he'll draft another running back. He's going to find a center to fit, you know, get even remotely close to filling Jason Kelce's shoes. He always gets pass rushers. He's going to look for a defensive tackle. You know he's going to get it covered. But I don't know. Honestly, I'm not sitting here, and maybe somebody, capologist that's out there on Twitter or whatever, you have no idea. The cap hit next year, it's going to be terrible. Who cares? If the trophy's in the case, Who the hell cares? Or they're back in the NFC championship race. Who cares? And they're going to be in that mix, one would think. Because I didn't even read you the rest of what he did and has done in free agency. You know, re-signing a ton of their own. Chauncey Gardner-Johnson signed a three-year deal. So, Saquon is coming. And I told everybody, just like what they did in San Francisco, where, okay, Kittle and Ayuk and Debo, that's good enough for some. No, let's get Christian McCaffrey and turbocharge this thing. That's A.J. Brown. That's Dallas Goedert. That's Devontae Smith with Jalen Hurts, arguably more talented, one would think, physically, maybe, than Brock Purdy. Just throwing that out there. I know last year sucked. Again, that said, here comes Saquon. And it all it costs is $3.9 million on this year's cap. Okay.
I feel like Jesse Pinkman in Breaking Bad, like sitting there crying. Like, he can't keep getting away with this. How? He can't keep getting away with this. The Eagles and Howie Roseman. I don't understand how they're doing it.
I don't know. Well, it's figuring out the cap, being smart about it, getting out of contracts when you can. And putting talented players, difference-making players, on the field and going for it. Hope you get the right coach. Hope you have the right coordinators this time around. I think they kind of checked those boxes in a way that they didn't last year. We'll see.
Do all teams need a big dom? Is that what
this is? I don't know. And he's back. And he'll be back.
Because I'll be Mike McCarthy's big dom.
Is that right?
Find me down on Sundays.
So you're all in.
I got no choice.
Speaking of that, wait till the end of this hour. We've got something special in store on Skip Bayless's now very famous tweet. Four words and a comma.
You set the internet ablaze.
I kind of did. That was fun. Four words and a comma. It's I think that's the sequel to Three Men and a Baby.
The AP style book was very proud of you and Skip yesterday.
All right. We'll take a break. I've got my power rankings next. Hey. Of the best free agent acquisitions so far. And your phone calls with Chris Long. Still to come. Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Title Transference aired October 27, 2004. Director James Marshall, writers Todd Slavkin, Darren Swimmer. I really like this episode, and I'm surprised that you don't like it as much as you thought you did.
I actually respect your opinion more than I respect my own in general. When you say things are good and I check them out, they are.
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.
All right, so of course I go to Twitter and say some Eagles fans saying that Cam Jurgens has been the replacement plan for Kelce and waiting.
So, oh, okay, there you go.
Beef, one of the best nicknames. Beef Jurgens.
Beef Jurgens.
Didn't you say that he had a beef jerky?
Like a line,
right?
Didn't we talk to him when he came out? Yeah.
Well, yeah, as a prospect.
I thought he was going to send us some.
He can.
Still waiting.
We're still waiting, right?
Kirk Cousins said goodbye to Minnesota, said thank you, posted a video about an hour ago.
Okay. How'd that go for you?
Looks good. He's got great hair.
Dude, the memes of him going to Atlanta are so wrong. One of them is not able. We can't show any of them.
Quavo already reached out and was like, yo, I got some ice for you, dude.
Who did?
Quavo.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. He called him Kurt. He gave him a nickname. I can't remember what it is now.
Kurt Frost.
Kirk Frost? Is that what it was?
Yeah. Kirk Frost.
You like that?
Him in Atlanta's going to be fun.
Man.
I think so.
Kirk Cousins rolling around Buckhead is going to be a sight to behold down in Atlanta.
Rolling around Buckhead.
Falcons opponents for 2024. They play the Cowboys. Let's go.
Cowboys.
They play the Cowboys. at home. They play the Giants. They play the East. They play the Chiefs. Let's go. Chargers.
Chargers.
Oh, dude. Steelers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Eagles.
Falcons' home schedule is lit. Cowboys, Giants, Chiefs, Chargers, Seahawks, Steelers.
And they play the Vikings.
They do in Minnesota.
Yep.
Oh. Hey, now. Well, that just got...
That's going to be interesting.
Doesn't it seem like that always happens? A guy leaves, and then he immediately plays his old team?
You mean like Russell Wilson's first game?
It always happens.
As a Bronco?
Always happens.
I know. Wow. Back on the Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger. With supplies and solutions for every industry, Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Jesse in Syracuse, New York.
315.
Calling us, getting ready for the ACC tournament, are you, Jesse?
7 seed.
Of course, Rich. How we doing?
I'm doing fine. What's on your mind?
So I have a quick question for you and TJ, talking about Cowboys' lack of making moves and in need of a running back, thinking about J.K. Dobbins on a cheap deal. Pelissero came out saying the Chargers are interested. I think he's one of the top guys out there. I wanted to see TJ's thoughts on bringing him down to Dallas.
Can I answer for you, TJ?
Go ahead.
Hell yes. You take that in a heartbeat. Dude, are you serious? You would not take J.K. Dobbins coming back? And
oh, yeah, I would.
I like J.K. Dobbins.
You would. You friend need J.K. You need him.
I just feel like they're going to grab. There are a couple good backs.
Who? Who do you want then?
I mean, name like him. I said, Jonathan Brooks out of Texas. He's there. The homeboy from Wisconsin, who I'm drawing a blank on his
You're
name.
You're talking about the rookie running backs.
About to be drafted. Yeah.
Say it again, Jesse.
Braylon Allen.
Yes. Know.
Okay.
So, I mean, there's some guys out there.
You don't want to.
How about this name for you? Balake Corum, who's going to be around in the second, third round.
You would be so lucky to get Balake Corum.
I watched a lot of Balake, and he's going to be there in the second, third round. So,
I hear you. I'm just saying he's not going to cost a lot. You could draft the guy, too.
Balake Corum.
He's proven he can be a good back when he's healthy.
I agree, Jesse.
No, there are answers.
It looks like Dallas isn't. It looks like they're going to stand pat for whatever weird reason.
There are answers for the Cowboys out there. That's why I'm saying before, you know, we go totally crazy. Let's see how it all plays out. I just don't understand why they don't want to go for the big splash. That's all. And I understand that they had. And thank you for the call, Jesse. I understand they had cap issues. Figure out the cap issues. Again, Howie Roseman, Jalen Hurts. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Saquon Barkley, $11 million collectively less of a cap hit than Daniel Jones.
That's crazy.
Singularly this year.
I'm telling you, that is illegal.
It is, in fact, possible because it's happening.
Wow. And that's why he's
and again,
arguably the best GM in the league.
I'm saying this without fully grasping what the credit card payment is collectively down the road. It may be ugly. Yeah. And impossible to swallow and handle. Does it matter if a trophy's in the case? And they're greasing phone poles in Philadelphia.
No.
It does not.
Absolutely not.
Correct. So, cheese fries. There's all of that. All right.
So many cheese fries.
I have a power rankings.
Ooh.
I know you like them.
I love them.
And I know you like hammering me for them. But guess what? I think you're going to like this one.
All right.
My power rankings of free agency acquisitions 2024. Hit it.
This is my
power rankings.
There are many like it, but this one is mine.
Power rankings.
Gentlemen, it is my power rankings of the free agency acquisitions of note so far in 2024. How do you like your power rankings with cheese? How do you like them with cheese? Because we're going to start serving cheese to start. Cheese Number fry. 10 on the list is Green Bay's signing of safety Xavier McKinney. Mm. It is a 4-year deal worth $68 million, including $25 million in year one. He is exactly what the doctor has ordered for Green Bay. And it is one of those like, okay, so you guys do know group free agency exists. I get it.
Right.
I see you. I see you in Green Bay. Making sure that back end is taken care of. And I'm not referencing Skip Bayless's tweet.
Whoa.
Number 9, more cheese on the menu.
Yes.
Josh Jacobs How about Josh Jacobs to Green Bay?
I love it.
How about that
I
one?
I think it's awesome.
Because this guy, he's got the ability to get stronger as the carries pile up. I think Green Bay fans are going to love Josh Jacobs. If the Josh Jacobs of the last couple years in Vegas shows up in Green Bay, he's got like that real nasty streak. Like the 4-minute drill is going to be awesome to watch in Lambeau Field with him running the ball, if healthy. And they got him on a 4-year, $48 million deal. That's 14.8 in year one, but the rest of it's kind of like year to year after that.
Yeah, it's pretty much a 1-year deal.
It's a weird construct, yeah. But they got him. Number 8 on the list, however, above him. I got to do this because I love him, and he's a favorite of mine and a favorite of this show. But Aaron Jones then immediately turning around and saying, okay, I'm going to go full Favre on you. I'm going to go right to Minnesota, and they need him. You know, I think, you know, that kid, what, Ty Chandler was showing up towards the end of the year last year.
Yep.
I don't know if he's the bell cow just yet. Let's get Aaron Jones up there in purple and see him do his thing for the Minnesota Vikings. I thought this was a must-have for them, certainly in the throes of having just lost Kirk Cousins. I kind of dig this guy, and I think him going to Minnesota was a really nice move. He's number 8 on my power rankings of free agent acquisitions so far this year. Number 7, this is so on brand for the Pittsburgh Steelers, who needed somebody in the middle of their defense to roll downhill and hit people and have that Steeler mentality right in the middle of the defense to also go sideline to sideline. Patrick Queen, and on top of it, taking him from the Ravens and putting him in the black and gold in Pittsburgh. I loved this signing. I thought it was a really brilliant signing. And I think the Pittsburgh Steelers crushed it because this was a need. I remember sitting up there in the booth for NFL Network covering the Steelers in Indianapolis and seeing them try and get things done defensively with their back end of their defense really banged up, trying to get it done with Miles Jack fresh off the couch. Didn't work. 3 years, $41 million for Patrick Queen. That's number 7 on the list. Number 6 on the list. This guy was on my power rankings of top free agents available. And he was number 9 on my list. And how about Danielle Hunter being added for a 2-year, $49 million deal with a max value of 51 and a fully guaranteed $48 million? So it's pretty much it is what it is deal for a guy who is just dominant. He bet on himself last year saying, I'll do a 1-year deal with Minnesota, comes out healthy, and now he is financially hitting it for a Texans team. Adding this guy to a defense that was already on the rise, that is a smart use of free agency dollars. I love this signing for the Texans, who are making a play and getting better, and they're going to get better in the draft too, as every team usually does. Let's see how they do. Let's go to the top 5. I put him on my list. I think he was number, what was he on my list? He's number 8 on my list of free agents available. So why would he be number 5 in terms of the signing? Because who he signed with? This guy, I mean, is created by the football gods. You, sir, are a Raven. Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry. And the number of times that you see Derrick Henry in Tennessee get hit behind the line of scrimmage, right? It was frequent. Sort of like, you know, that's where you got to get him. You got to get him before he gets a head of steam going. I think the way that the Ravens play offense, you're not going to see too many people getting him before the line of scrimmage. Certainly not as much in Tennessee. I cannot wait to see what this guy looks like as a Baltimore Raven. I think he's going to look like exactly how you think. And by the way, with Patrick Queen in Pittsburgh and Henry now in Baltimore, seeing those two guys collide at the point of contact, oh my goodness. Roquan, you know, as a teammate now of Derrick Henry. So you got Quan on one side, Henry on the other, just personifying what this team is all about. So on brand to get him. Number 4 on this list, I called it unfair when I heard the news breaking on this program that Christian Wilkins would now be right next to Max Crosby.
Oh, man.
Think about it.
Trouble.
Dude, I mean, just think about how good this guy was for the Miami Dolphins, and now a 4-year, $110 million deal with $84.75 million of it guaranteed, and Max Crosby right next to him. Good luck. Good luck. This guy commands so much attention, and now Max Crosby's going to be one-on-one or Max Crosby commands so much attention and this guy is going to be let loose, stopping the run on the way to the quarterback. Well done, Las Vegas. Number three on the list. I love the guy. I think this is exactly what the Philadelphia Eagles are doing to turbocharge their offense that needed this guy desperately. Let's see if he stays more healthy than he did with the Giants. Saquon, number three on this list. He is superb. What an addition to this offense that does very well running the ball. And him behind this offensive line in this scheme, I think, is potentially very scary. Let's see how Saquon looks as an Eagle. I think it will be as we expect. Number two, however, I'm putting this guy, even though he wasn't technically a free agent and he was traded to him, that's why I'm using the word acquisition. Brian Burns is a 25-year-old kid, and he's coming to New York, and he is going to be dominant. I mean, with Kayvon Thibodeau on this line, you know, Dexter Lawrence on this line, the Giants have an outstanding line, and I think everyone's overlooking him because nobody paid attention to Carolina for good reason. This kid is outstanding. He is as good as they get in this position. He is to be feared. And the Giants, I need to see what they do offensively to build this roster up, what their next moves are going to be outside of Devin Singletary, who didn't make this power rankings. Let's see what they do. I'm not going to go all in and criticize like crazy because this guy is truly unbelievable. And maybe they win more games 3-0, 6-3, 7-6 than anybody else. It might be difficult to watch, but that's number two. And the number one, it's a quarterback-driven league. And I understand we're still waiting to see multiple playoff wins from Kirk Cousins, let alone in a single season. That hasn't happened yet. But let's see Kirk Cousins in Atlanta. I mean, this is it, right? And the Falcons with Arthur Blank, you know, needing to get a win, a trophy in the case, you know, with time running out, and his window of opportunity for these Falcons team to give him that trophy is now. And Kirk Cousins is the now guy. And for their coach to stroll in and Raheem Morris and get this guy attached to the hip of this coach right now, as opposed to other spots where they are searching and hoping and drafting and hoping. You know what you're going to get with Kirk. Unfortunately, sometimes that gets with him hitting his head on a ceiling in a game that's a must-have. Or he's going to go to a new spot out of the NFC North and win right away. And that's what Matthew Stafford did. Maybe this is what this guy can do. And they have the weapons around it, and you're giving Raheem Morris the best chance to win right off the bat, and you allow your 8th overall pick to be used on the best player available, who could be another offensive weapon for Cousins, or could be an offensive lineman for Cousins, or could be one of the top defensive players that would probably be sitting on the board at 8 because the first 7 picks are on offense. The Falcons may, thanks to this move, be able to choose the number one player on defense available in the draft. I mean, this move works on so many different levels and puts the Falcons on must-see television category, because that is a fact. This is part and parcel of selling jerseys and getting out there and making sure that your team is as relevant as possible. You tell me how many of these games are going to be potentially on national television. Kirk Cousins at home against the Cowboys or the Chiefs or the Chargers or the Steelers or on the road at the Eagles or on the road at, say, let's just choose one, Minnesota. Right? Falcons, I bet you are going to max out on national television games. And part of the reason why, a large part of the reason why, is because of this free agency acquisition, number one on top of my power rankings and scene. Gentlemen, any thoughts, comments?
Love it.
Okay.
I think you nailed it.
I had no beef with that.
No beef?
No.
I might have had Josh Jacobs higher than Aaron Jones. I'm going to flip that.
You think so?
Yeah.
I don't know. Aaron Jones is...
Josh Jacobs led the league in rushing two years ago.
I get it. Maybe that's just my own...
Yeah. That was, you know, my own.
I forgot one. Can I just, you know, amend it? There it is.
I mean, that's
right there.
The one I was
the
disappointed.
Cowboys
But you see,
re-signing there, long snapper. I left it.
He was already on the table, team, so it's not.
No, it's a call. Well, I guess that's true. He's not an acquisition. Yeah.
So that's why.
So if he's available, I might as well put Chris Jones at the top of my list. If Trent,
yeah, that's why I figured you left
the Cowboys' long snapper.
Yeah, otherwise he would have been number two at worst. You know. All right, you keep laughing, man. Trent C's going to shake up the world.
Okay, sir. Well, he's going to spin it. Speaking of which, we've got to hit Skip Bayless's tweet. And we've got a special guest in store to help enhance our coverage of the tweet heard round the world. That's next. This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Long snappers are people, too.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
I got an email today from the LenPenzo.com HR department. I find it really interesting. I'm an employee of one at this company, but somebody from the HR department sent me an email telling me that I had a raise. If I just opened the attachment, I could see how much my raise was.
Make sure you click on the links that are in there, too.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I can't wait. I'm excited.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Hi there. Sorry for the interruption, but are you enjoying this show on Google Podcasts? You should know that the Google Podcasts app is going away this spring. That's right, going away, gone, as in no longer available. You can still enjoy this show elsewhere, though. Try out Spotify or Amazon Music, or maybe TuneIn is more your style. Whatever app you switch to. Be sure to follow so you never miss the next episode. And thanks for listening, wherever you listen.
All right, back here on the Rich Eisen Show on the Roku channel. Radio audience will rejoin us in a moment, and we'll talk about the top story of X. Although, did you hear Don Lemon just got bounced? His show, that Elon Musk discontinued his show. He won and done Don Lemon.
He didn't like it.
Well, because Don Lemon interviewed Musk and asked him, you know, he pulled a U version of it.
Yeah, what's up with X?
He says, what's up with X? It's Twitter. And apparently, he went full Jim Rome, where he kept calling it Twitter, and Elon essentially. What's happening over there? What's going on?
Technical issue.
Okay, we're good. Is everything all right over there?
Yeah, we're all right. Okay. Something we're fine.
Just a little loud over there is what
he's dealing with it. But I guess he went don't call it Twitter, and he kept doing it.
And then he just canceled the show.
I'm reading about it again. I shouldn't talk about stuff that I'm reading about right now. But Don Lemon is one and done on his X deal.
So he got Jim Everdid.
It's Twitter
or Chrissy.
But Rome is next. I think Rome has got a show on X. So yeah. I think the marching orders are do not
call it.
Do
Twitter.
Not taunt Happy Funball. You know,
yes.
That's the way it goes.
Good.
Good thing. But
that'd be fun.
But and by the way, do you notice there's a new Roku channel logo? Do you see it? There it is.
Nice.
Yeah. So we look at it, it's on the monitors too.
Love it.
That's what we call it, Roku channel.
Love it.
Did they lose the? Is it now like Skydome?
It's cleaner.
I think we should Facebook, figure out what that is. I don't want to.
Do you think Justin Timberlake suggested it?
Get in trouble with that stuff.
With Roku Charlie and look he's at you. Lose look the job?
It could be. Who knows?
He was distracted.
Never
in
know.
Movie,
never know. Back here on the Rich Eisen Show radio with the Roku channel. We're all one happy family right now. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. So I'm just minding my own business, wondering why the Dallas Cowboys aren't doing anything, even though I know why they're not doing anything, because I told you when I came back from the combine, number two rumor on my top five rumors that I heard at the combine is that Jerry Jones's version of All In isn't what you think it is. And as I said yesterday, you know, what they're doing isn't going all in off the flop, being losing to the Green Bay Packers in the playoffs. That's the flop. Not pushing all the chips possible to the center of the table. He's checking. He's got the same hand, and he's checking. He's not going all in. He's checking.
I gotta be honest. I don't play poker, so a lot of what you were saying yesterday,
I got it.
But I got.
But those who play poker know what I'm talking about.
You were being disrespectful. I know that.
And they're trying to suck out on the river.
That came
next January or February.
I have no idea what that means.
Playing hooper, not poker.
Shouldn't definitely tell him about flopping the nuts because then he would go crazy.
And I can't say that's what she said.
Hey now. Well, if you say that, make sure. you use punctuation, it's placed in the right spot.
That's what.
Because
she said
famed, how should I put this?
LeBron.
No. LeBron hating performance artist troll.
Former journalist.
Skip Bayless.
Yes.
Amulet wearing.
Mock turtleneck cabin.
Skip Bayless, who, as we know, loves when the Cowboys screw it up, having his wife, I guess, shoot video of him storming into the room and then acting like a silent movie artist, opening up a trash can and throwing some jersey in and then storming out.
I've never done that.
He
his poor wife.
Was very upset about the Cowboys doing nothing. He wrote, all in my ass. And
now why can't you say it and we got
I don't know. We're trying to do the right thing. But, you know, he put the comma in between the in and my. Because without the comma, you just read the four words straight through. You know.
That you can't say.
You can't say.
You can't say that phrase.
It's kind of funny. Like that,
that's a different tweet.
So I, on the way to watching Xander's dress rehearsal of the musical that he and the fantastic performers, as I saw, of his high school that is being performed this week, and I saw the dress rehearsal.
Wait, this is where this yesterday, tweet came together.
This is where I'm like, I don't know, I'm like, as I'm ready to walk into the theater, I just decided, you know, am I going to tweet this? Sure, why not? So I tweeted, I thank the comma for its service. And that's kind of, you know, going places. How many likes at present right now? We're closing
50,
on
almost 60,000. Okay.
Anyway, because that comma is doing a lot of work. Punctuation, like that's a different Schoolhouse Rock for kids about the importance of the comma. You know, that's the best. That's the most pronounced comma since Murder. She wrote
conjunction
from back in the day. You know, Pat Summerall would always pronounce the comma murder.
60 minutes will be coming up following football, followed by murder. She wrote.
All in. My ass. You know what I mean?
What?
So it's very important to pronounce the comma. And we figured who better to help point that out with different individuals in, what would you say, dramatic readings of the Skip Bayless tweet?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Then the great Joey Molinaro joining us right now from the front seat of his car. What's up, Joey? How are you, sir?
I am doing well. I apologize for the blurred background, but I'm ready to read some dirty tweets, man. Let's go.
All right. You were kind enough to... Are you on a family vacation right now? Is that what you're doing right now? You take a time
out? Yeah, I got the whole crew. I got the in-laws. I got my kids. I got my wife. So it's really more work than anything.
I understand. You're doing the heavy lifting, and we appreciate you taking time out of vacation on your way to Wally's World right now. Okay, here we go. Reading the famed, now famed, Skip Bayless tweet as Coach Nick Saban, Joey Molinaro. Go for it, Joey.
All in my ass.
Very good. All right.
To the point.
Next up, as Coach Ed Orgeron. Have at it, Joey.
Oh, oh yeah, man. All in my ass. Let's go.
Very good. Very good. As the now three-time Super Bowl champion, Patrick Mahomes. Joey?
All in my ass, man. All in my ass. All day long, all in my ass.
Wow, I haven't heard Joey's Pat Mahomes.
Oh, it's
that is tremendous.
Spectacular.
Wow.
It may be your best ever.
Wow.
It's really, really good. All right. I don't know if you can slide in as you're in your front seat of your car, but Chris Collinsworth reading the four-word tweet. Go for it.
All in my ass. And I tell you what, Rich, when I look at that comma, I say, here's a comma that's really earning its paycheck, as you pointed out so pointedly. I tell you what.
Fantastic. Oh, my God.
Here's a comma.
I'm crying. This is going as well as we hoped. Next up, last two, reading the tweet of Skip Bayless as Colin, as his Fox Sports colleague, Colin Cowherd. Joey?
Colin? My ass.
All right, last one. The dramatic reading of the famed Skip Bayless tweet, Joey Molinaro as Andrew Luck.
Oh, in my ass? Yes.
An absolute fantastic interpretation, each one.
That was well done.
Bless you, Joey. And I appreciate you taking time out of your family vacation to do this sort of nonsense. Appreciate it.
This was my getaway. This was my getaway. Now I got to go and clock back in. So I appreciate you.
No, not as much as we appreciate you. Official JoeyMolinaro.com for everything Joey Molinaro. It's good to see you again. Fun hanging at the combine, brother.
Yes, sir. I'll talk to you guys later.
Ladies and gentlemen, Joey Molinaro doing yeoman's work.
Now he has to explain to his mother-in-law what exactly just happened.
Could you imagine the kid was in the back?
Right.
Daddy, what's
what,
that mean?
What did you just do?
His Mahomes.
The Mahomes.
Oh, God.
Wow.
It's perfect.
Perfect. Might be the best one. Might be the best one.
Got to pronounce the comma. Got it. Otherwise, be a problem.
See, some people are going to take that literally as comma.
No, I know.
I see.
You know.
All in comma.
Yeah. How about Al Pacino?
Al Pacino.
My eyes.
My eyes. See.
All in. Oppenheimer.
My ass.
Oppenheimer is the comma.
Oh, yes. Yeah. How would Sean Connery say it? I don't know why.
Oh, my God. It's tough. Now it's tough to get out of this riptide right now.
Come on.
Oh, my God.
All in. My ass.
I knew TJ
could
be
that guy. That's a great Sean Connery. All right. My gosh.
Well, stay tuned to see if we're still on the Roku channel with Chris Long, Hour 3.
Fantastic.
That went as well as it hoped.
That was great.
That was awesome. That was great.
That was great.
The best part is just to pull the curtain back. Rich came up with that this morning, and just like the joy in his face when it hit
it was Mike Hoskins sitting here saying, how would Pat Summerall say it?
Right.
So, of course, you know,
you came up with
you started
you
reaching
with
out
Joey
to you and... come up to Joey. Well, Joey was great at the combine coverage. Right?
Who lives in a pineapple under the sea? SpongeBob. SquarePants.
See, I mean, Caliendo pronounced the comma there.
Yes.
Awesome.
Oh, my God.
Cheeks hurt.
The reactions off of the tweet. Did RG3 say the comma needs to be enshrined in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah, RG3 had one that went nuts. You did. Everyone really had their fun with it. Skip's a trained Big J journalist from back in the day.
I know that.
He knows where the comma goes.
Yeah. He didn't fail copywriting and editing class.
I'm glad he knows where the comma goes.
So.
I'm kidding.
Yeah. That comma should be allowed to be... on planes first.
Yeah.
That's right. How much we're thanking it for its service.
For its service. Right. That comma might be undisputed as new guest host.
So
you know what I mean? Who knows?
That comma should take the third chair.
So.
Or medallion.
That's the heavy lift.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
What's that?
Oh, my God.
Here's Keyshawn, Skip, and the comma.
And the comma.
Coming up on FS1.
New Steve Gutenberg. It's new Steve Gutenberg movie. Four words in a comma.
Gutenberg.
Hey, everybody. This is Dan Bespris, host of Fantasy NBA Today, a daily fantasy basketball podcast. We cover every box score from every game, every day. Plus bonus shows on buy low opportunities, players to stash, schedule analysis, and really anything you could need to smash your league into deliciously tiny pieces.
Catch the Fantasy NBA Today podcast, part of the Believe Network, on YouTube or wherever you listen.